You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Marijuana becomes decriminalized today in Rhode Island. From now on, possession will no longer be a fine. It will be a civil infraction punishable by a $150 fine. Marijuana activists will mark the occasion with a State House news conference where they'll press for passage of a bill that would legalize and tax the sale of marijuana for recreational use. Supporter Rebecca McGoldrick thinks the bill will have better sailing this time than in two previous years when it died in committee. McGoldrick says she has no idea how much marijuana could raise in taxes. As currently written, the bill would appropriate 50% of tax revenue to the general fund, 40% to treatment, and 10% to research. Baseball officially kicks off a new season today, and in New England, all eyes are on the Boston Red Sox. They take on storied rivals the New York Yankees today at Yankee Stadium. And as Jack Lepiarz reports, the Sox are looking to improve after a disappointing season.
The expectations of a 95-win season are gone. Fenway Franks are being sold 2-for-1 this month, and ticket prices in the second market are, well, affordable. Still, there's a feeling among Red Sox fans like Ned Gold of Lexington that the Sox are headed in the right direction.
I feel okay about them. I'm excited to see the younger players. I'm not expecting them to win the World Series, or I kind of want them to get back to, like, the baseball roots.
Most fans agree the Sox will likely do better than last year, their worst season in nearly 50 years. But a World Series championship? Many feel that's still likely several years away.
Jack Lepiarz reporting from Boston. The superintendent of a new charter school, slated to open next fall in Providence, is reporting a high level of interest in attending. With hardly any advertisement or promotion, the Village Green Charter School nearly has its 9th and 10th grade classes full. Village Green bills itself as a virtual learning school, the first of its kind in Rhode Island. 60% of a student's time will be spent online or in small groups, and 40% in a more traditional classroom setting. Village Green Superintendent Robert Pilkington says students like the idea of working independently.
Each student moves at their own pace, at their proper section in the curriculum, which is based on a diagnostic test, which shows what their point A is. And in a proficiency-based model, they move from module to module at their pace, not at the pace of the rest of the kids in the class.
Village Green Charter School will eventually serve grades 9 through 12 in a building located near Classical High School. And in Connecticut, lawmakers are considering a bill requiring health officials to track injuries suffered by high school athletes. A key committee vote on the proposal is scheduled for today. The measure would create a 2-year pilot program to study the incidence of injuries like concussions experienced by high school athletes. Funding would go to 20 high schools to monitor and report the injuries. Health experts are increasingly concerned about the long-term effects of sports injuries on athletes, especially concussions. New research suggests that concussions may play a role in depression and other serious health problems later in life.